WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela. Welcome once again to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour.
Good morning, Jamie. And before we start, I want to make sure that we thank our sponsors, Craig and Kari Shapiro, for their generosity.
Absolutely. Now, I know that we listened to Aaron Copland and some special Thanksgiving music last week. What are we going to learn about today?
Actually, Jamie, I find it fascinating to find out what month some of the most famous and beloved composers were born in. I mean, who doesn't like birthdays and birthday parties?
I love birthdays.
So this week, we're going to listen to the music of Benjamin Britten, an English composer who was born on November 22, 1913, and who died on December 4, 1976. Britten was a pianist, a composer, and a conductor. Actually, during his whole life, Britten wrote music that was meant to entertain and teach people. And one of the most famous of these pieces is his Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. It teaches us all about the instruments of the orchestra, and we're going to hear this today. Britten takes a theme by the Baroque composer Henry Purcell and makes variations on it, which means he takes the same music and makes it faster or slower or adds notes. You get the idea. And he passes it around the orchestra.
Oh, this is cool. There are so many different instruments in an orchestra.
Yes, and this piece makes them much clearer. The recording that we're going to hear today is conducted by Leonard Bernstein with the New York Philharmonic and narrated by a young boy named Henry Chapin.
Terrific. Let's listen.
In order to show you how a big symphony orchestra is put together, Benjamin Britten has written a big piece of music, which is made up of smaller pieces that show you all the separate parts of the orchestra. These smaller pieces are called variations, which means different ways of playing the same tune. First of all, he lets us hear the tune, or the theme, which is a beautiful melody by the much older British composer, Henry Purcell. Here is Purcell's theme, played by the whole orchestra together. Lets you hear the four different families of the orchestra playing the same Purcell theme in different ways. First, we hear the woodwind family, the flutes, the oboes, the clarinets, and the bassoons. Comes the brass family, the trumpets, the horns, the trombones, and the tuba. Mr. Britten arranges the Purcell theme for the string family, the violins, the violas, the cellos, and the double basses, and of course the harp. Finally, the percussion family, all those drums and gongs and things you hit. After this, you will hear the theme by Prizzle, played once more in its original form by all four families together. That is, the whole orchestra. Mr. Britton begins to write his variations, one for each instrument in turn. He begins at the very top of the woodwind ladder with the little piccolo and the two flutes. Coming down the woodwind ladder, we reach the oboes, which have a piercing, sad quality. Next, the clarinets, which are so athletic, they can play almost anything, and they make a beautifully smooth, mellow sound. Down at the bottom of the woodwind ladder are the bassoons, the largest members of the woodwind family with the deepest voices. Starts at the top of the string ladder with the violins. They play in two groups, first and second. Violas are a bit larger than violins, and so they are deeper in tone. ¶¶ cellos are even larger than violas, and their tone is rich and warm and wonderful. And at the bottom of the string ladder, we find big, heavy, grumbling double basses. The harp is a whole string ladder in itself, because it can play as high as a violin and as low as a double bass. When Mr. Britton comes to the brass ladder, he begins right in the middle of it with the horns, which can also play very high and very low. The trumpets are the highest brass instruments. I guess everybody knows their sound. Trombones have low, heavy, stern voices. The bass tuba is even lower and heavier. In fact, the lowest brass instrument of all.
Thank you.
is an enormous number of percussion instruments. We can't play them all, but here are the most familiar ones. First, the kettle drums, often called the timpani. Now the bass drum and the cymbals. The tambourine and the triangle. The snare drum and the Chinese block. The xylophone. The castanets and the gong. And finally, the whip. All together. So you see, the composer Benjamin Britten has taken the whole orchestra apart. Now he puts it back together again in a fugue. The instruments come in one after another in the same order as before, beginning with the piccolo. And at the end, when all the instruments have finally come in, the brass will play old Henry Purcell's melody, while the other instruments go on playing young Benjamin Britten's fugue.
I learned so much about the different instruments of the orchestra. That was great.
Well, Jamie, now that we really listened to the whole orchestra, we are going to take just one element and listen to another piece by Britten. This is called his Simple Symphony. Britten started composing music as a child, and he wrote this big piece for strings when he was just 20. The titles of the movements are not usually what we see, but rather they actually describe what we're going to hear. For example, the first movement is called A Boisterous Bourrée. Make sure to listen for the cellos as they have a lovely melody. The second movement is playful pizzicato. So you'll hear the strings of the instruments being plucked, which is called pizzicato, and there are big echoes within the orchestra. The third movement is called the sentimental sarabande, and it's like a walk in the park on a beautiful fall day. The last movement, the frolicsome finale, is just that, a lively and fun piece that seems like we're playing hide and seek or just skipping around.
Here is a recording with Benjamin Britten, the composer himself, conducting. Thank you. Now, WCRI is doing a very special giveaway for the Newport Music Festival holiday concert that's coming up. We're going to be giving away 4 tickets to the concert, and I'll let Pamela tell a little bit about the concert, but we're going to be giving those away specifically to a listener of the Classical Kids Hour. So what we want you to do is, you'll see on our website at classical959.com a little icon for the giveaway. You're going to click on there and send us an email. In the subject line, you're going to put Classical Kids, and then in the main body of the message, you need to put this word so that we know that you listen to the show. So the secret word is jelly bean. So put the word jelly bean in the body of the message and then send it to us, and you will be entered into this contest. Pamela?
Yes, Jamie. The concert is on Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Newport, and it's going to be a wonderful program with a sing-along, your favorite carols. We're going to have a baritone singing. There's piano, there's harp, there's percussion. There's going to be the Messiah, a piece of the Messiah. So it's going to be a really fun family concert. And we're actually starting the concert with a piece that we're about to play now.
That's great. Now remember, email us with a secret word, jelly bean, and you can be entered to win. So, did Britten write lots of music?
Yes, Jamie. He wrote symphonies, operas, church music, and songs. And I thought we would end with some of the pieces from the ceremony and carols that we're going to be doing. So, families who don't win the giveaway can buy tickets for the concert, and we made sure that families could afford them. So, tickets for children are only $5, and adults are $25. So, you can go to newportmusic.org or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
So, why don't we play some of those pieces?
Great idea, Jamie. So, Britten wrote these Christmas songs for a children's choir and harp. They're in Old English, so we'll just talk about the text a little bit.
The first piece is a procession. The choir sings it as they are walking up the aisle of the church to take their places up front.
The next piece is called Welcome Yol, and this means welcome to everyone, and especially the Christ child. This next piece is called Balulalo, and it's a lullaby for the little baby in the manger. It's beautifully sung by a soloist with the choir. This next piece is very difficult to sing, as the chorus sings in parts one after another. The choir sings about the fact that even though this little baby is vulnerable, he will become a great leader of our spirits and fight against injustice.
I like the next piece, Deo Gracias. It tells Adam and Eve's story with the apple being stolen in a fun way.
Deo gracias,
The last piece that we will play is the recessional, and the choir sings this while leaving the church.
And that's it. Another show is done. Don't forget, go to the website, classical959.com, and enter for the contest. Now you have to put in the special word, jelly bean, so we know that you listen to the show for your chance for your family to win tickets.
And if you don't win, please buy tickets. Please join us. All you have to do is go to newportmusic.org and purchase your tickets online, or call the box office at 401-846-1133. We hope to see you there. Thank you again for listening. I'd like to thank the Carter Family Charitable Trust and Craig and Kari Shapiro for their generosity.
See you next time, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.